Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest has an insurance policy for $1 million that we guarantee that you do not. He is a professional gigolo. He can be seen in the Showtime series Gigolos. We say hello to Nick Hawk. Nick, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys? How we doing? Thanks for having me.
Hey, we are thrilled to have you on today. This is a very interesting conversation. All right, let's get right to it. You work at Cowboys for Angels.
Interesting and ridiculous, yes.
Now, Cowboys for Angels, a male escort agency in Las Vegas, you've decided to insure your penis. Why?
Yes, sir. I've been with Cowboys for Angels for about 7 years. It's a legit concern of mine. It's an idea that I had before I even really applied it and thought about other celebrities doing it, because Dolly Parton and Holly Madison have done their boobs. David Beckham did his whole body, Mariah Carey, her legs and her vocal box and stuff like that, too. So after I started thinking about it, I knew I'd get a little press off of it, too, and it wasn't the worst idea in the world. The show liked it. But no, 50 Shades of Grey kind of screwed me a little bit. And my bad boy image that I've taken on in the show portrays with the tattoos and the black. So, women think that they can abuse me. And if you get in these situations with women who think that they can abuse you and they're not that experienced,
right?
You know, bad stuff can happen. If it's with the clawing, you know, and drawing blood or pulling on the hair and ripping out hair while they do it, you can definitely go too far.
That sounds nasty. So with this insurance policy that you have, so it's more about the structural damage, not so much the functionality of your, you know.
Everything's covered.
Everything.
So does the policy change as you get older?
It's something that we will have to review, I'm sure, yearly or something like that. They weren't really sure how to approach this either, because it really hasn't been done, but they're very professional about it and open to it. And, yeah, they understand that.
All right.
You know, it's a unlikely situation, but possible.
Anything can happen.
It helps me sleep a little bit better at
night. Right, of course.
You need to be able to sleep at night. You're a busy guy during the day.
That's true.
Here's a question, though.
Yeah.
God forbid you need to ever file a claim. You know, like some of these insurance companies, Progressive, Allstate, you have the drive-in claim center. How in the hell do you file a claim for this?
Hopefully we never have to find out, man.
Yeah, seriously.
They had me checked out by a doctor, so I'm guessing I'm going to probably have to go to the doctor first and take pictures and, you know, prove that some type of mishap happened.
Crazy.
You know, just like you bang up your car, you got to take pictures of it.
Some underwriter comes out and takes a picture of it. Yeah, these things happen. Hey, you
they're going to have to send out the adjuster.
And it's just a big pain in the neck. Yeah, now, you've said you've been injured before during sex. Give us the PG-13 version of what happened to you.
Well, like I said, usually just women get a little too rough. And,
really?
It's from just about every angle, you know. PG, teeth are involved. Like I said, the scratching,
TVMA,
the hair pulling.
So women really want to get rough like that, huh?
They do. Yes, and all of them. All of them.
Every single one.
You don't want to?
Have you had a woman that wanted something from you or wanted to do something to you that you were like, absolutely not?
Great question.
I'll try anything once, and...
Amazing. That's hysterical.
Because you're a professional and you're an artist. You know what?
True.
You're willing to be taken places that you need to, because
like
you're expanding your horizons.
I'm a creative man.
Good for you.
I'm cool with a lot of stuff, as long as we're not hurting anybody or they're not hurting me.
How does it work at Cowboys for Angels? Do you guys like line up and the woman comes in and goes, I want Nick, or I want so-and-so?
Obviously, we get most of the exposure from the show, but we do a lot of other things and other PR as well, but on a lot of talk shows and stuff. But so most of the clients have seen me on the show and they get to know me a little bit. But all the pictures are up on the website, cowboys4angels.com. They usually just go through the pictures, call up Darren. He operates the company. He's on the phone like 16 hours a day. And he does like a matchmaking type service too. Tries to find the best guy. Usually women know what they want. They're like, they see a guy and they're like, I want him. But he'll work with you and talk you through the process. And
are you the number one requested gigolo?
Yeah, are you the big guy there?
I do the most press and PR.
Yeah.
So I am, and Brace actually isn't up on the website. Me and him are the two original as well, so I've been a part of every episode.
How many clients do you service in any given week? What's an average week for you like?
Typically one a week, and I like to have my time as well. I took on way too many bookings when the show first aired, and I would see a few a week, and I would do shorter appointments. Now I pretty much see regular clients maybe one or two new ones a week, and I'll do like a 4-hour meet and greet. But on weekends, I have an overnight minimum. So I'm seeing less people and longer appointments, and I like it this way. I'm glad I'm able to do this.
Smart business. It's quality, it's not quantity. What about any consistent or repeat clients? Do you like realize, oh, it's going to be Janie from Boise, Idaho again? Does the same woman seem to come back a lot?
No, it's never like that. And, you know, honestly, I care deeply for all my clients, especially my regulars. And, you know, once in a while, I'll get one where there's not a connection or anything there, and you know, we go our separate ways. They might try out another guy, but you know, typically I get along with the majority of people who think that they're going to get along with me, and women are very in tune with that aspect. I think they're better at picking a suitable mate than men are. So no, I see a lot of great women, and there's really. There's none. In the beginning, I had a couple crazy ones who went a little overboard with the drinking and drugs.
Oh,
and
that's never good.
That's usually one of the only reasons. If they drink too much, or if they're doing blow all night or something like that, then, you know, get out of hand. But typically, it's not that. Usually, my clients have their stuff together. They're really successful. They take care of themselves.
So this is a very important thing, because if a woman wants to be with you and just can't make it to Vegas or can't afford you or whatever, mm-hmm. it's important for them to know that you have your own line of toys. And my question is, did they make a mold of you? Like, is it you?
How similar is it to the real Nick Hawk?
And they can fly me to wherever I fly.
Okay.
Yes, I did. I did have. To, I did when I first took on the show too. You know, I thought about how could I capitalize on this. Obviously, it'd generate more bookings. But I did say I would have a sex toy line someday. And yeah, and I got to do the mold in front of 3 cameras and 20 people. So that was awesome.
But there's something doesn't happen on a regular day of work for anybody.
He doesn't need anybody's help. He's doing it all on his own.
It was season 3, season 4. It's like, whatever. I didn't even say anything.
Wow.
Like, whatever.
It's just, you know, hey, Nick, here's what we're doing for the next 5 minutes. Come on in and, you know, just take care of business. So you can have a little Nick at home if you want to. I love this.
I have a feeling it's not little.
Well,
good point.
It's not little. It's not little. It's,
really?
It's perfect size, though. It's not super. I'm perfect. On the lower end of, I think, porn penis.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's not,
you know,
bigger. I think a lot of those porn penises do.
Oh, they're ridiculous. No, that's exactly. Yeah. You could take an eye out with that thing. So what are we looking? You know what? We might as well just get it out there. We took it at 8, 9. Where are we? Somewhere in there? 7? What are we looking? Are we looking at a good 7.5? Where are we?
Yeah, about 8.
Good for you.
All right.
Very nice. Getting the job done.
Perfect.
Good for you. Very nice. Well, this has been quite educating to all of us. He is quite a businessman, protecting his livelihood. He is insured. I got to ask you this. If somebody wants these toys, is there a website they can go to?
It's kind of phasing out. It actually did very well.
Yeah.
I know Coco had a line after me,
right.
And mine even, I think it lasted a little longer than that. But you might be able to find them on Amazon or something like
eBay.
That.
eBay. You can find anything on eBay.
Amazon, okay.
Etsy, the whole thing.
Yeah, Google
probably,
it.
Probably get a used one on eBay. You know, it might be worth more than the original.
There you go.
And maybe, depending on who it's coming from.
I've been looking for good paperweight for the desk, so. Yeah.
Yeah, that it'd be perfect. I have a couple in my office. I use them for that.
Good for you.
My website is nickhawkexplicit.com, and all my social media is the Nick Hawk.
There you go. Perfect.
Wow.
All right, Nick Hawk, thank you so
much.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you. Good to talk to you guys.
All right, take care. Have a good day. Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, now, he is a very confident man.
Isn't he? So you can see why he's able to walk into a room and just kind of snap to attention and work in 3 minutes.
You know what it is?
What is it?
This is work for him.
This is work
for him. This is his job.
Right.
He's not embarrassed about this being his job.
No.
Just like, you know, we come to work and do radio.
We interview celebrities.
He goes to work and does women.
He takes care of the average woman. He's putting smiles on women across the country.
Amazing, isn't
it? I was shocked, though. Only one a week?
Yeah, but
I expected like 10, 15.
Here's what I wanted to ask him, because he said he's doing less clientele, longer dates. I wonder how long, like, a date, is it like a weekend? or whatever.
Well, you know? Here's let's paint the picture. Some big fancy CEO, a female, of some big company goes out to Vegas for some convention. She knows she's going to be out there for 3-4 days. She wants companionship for those 3-4 days. Boom, she's got Nick every single
That's
night.
That's right.
Wow.
Amazing, isn't it?
Now,
hey,
I wanna,
money talks.
Money talks. And we're going to go on eBay and see if any of that stuff is there.
So gross.
All right. Now, we've gone to a point now there's just no turning back on this show. Anyway, stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star first baseman won the 1980 National League batting title. He's best remembered for the error he made in the 1986 World Series, but few are aware of the comments he made earlier that day.
The nightmares are that you're going to let the winning run score on a ground ball through your legs. So, you know, those things happen.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag, it gets through Buckner!
So where is Bill Buckner now? Bill retired in 1990 and moved to Idaho, where he invested in real estate, even naming one of his housing subdivisions Fenway Park. In 2011, Bill managed in the Canadian American League, and he signed on as the hitting instructor for the Boise Hawks in the Class A Northwestern League in 2012. And when it comes to his famous error, Bill is looking to put it all behind him.
Hopefully it's Bill Buckner in the 86 World Series, but he was a pretty good player. Leave it at that.
Bill Buckner, pretty good player. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Think Green. Harris with you. The results of the first ever national random sample survey of bankruptcy filers conducted by researchers at Cambridge Hospital and Harvard Medical School, Harvard Law School, and Ohio University show 60% of all bankruptcies in the United States are driven by medical bills. Since 2007, the share of bankruptcies from medical bills has continued to increase. Get this. Bankruptcies were actually designated as medical-based on the stated reasons a person had for filing. And those with health insurance were underinsured, leaving them responsible for thousands in medical bills they simply couldn't pay. Nationally, about a fourth of all companies cancel insurance right away when an employee has a major illness, and the other 25% cancel insurance within a year, according to Natural News. And losing a job due to recession also can mean losing health insurance coverage.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.